to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello?
It's 420.
Hello? Hello?
This is Betty.
It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shaba. Shaba.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. All right, where's my cursor? There we go. Hey, everyone. It is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa. Looking for pride.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe, also live, but in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 279 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, May 22nd, 2023. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org.
www.shyampa.org.
When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty, yeah. Betty, Betty out.
Oh boy, that was definitely something there, wasn't it?
Yes, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Oh, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You know, one thing that I don't like about Windows, and I don't know if this is true for Windows 10, but I know it is true for Windows 11. When you take a window and you're trying to just put a little square in a portion of the top of the screen, and then all of a sudden you get all of these crazy weirdo options, and you're like, no, that's not what I wanted. Just let me be.
I think it's more of an 11 thing.
Okay.
There's a few things that 10 does in terms of window positioning, but I think 11 gets a lot more intrusive in that aspect. So, you know. But, you know, that's how it goes. Bubbles and bubbles and blinky buttons.
Is that how it goes?
Bubbles and bubbles and blinky buttons.
Bubbles and bubbles!
So we are into the TP segment. It is hot,
sure
hot,
aren't.
Hot out.
Is
oh
it?
My fucking
is
lord.
It?
Yeah, we had a heat index of 115 degrees today.
Oh, wow.
It was 115 degree heat index. The sad part about it is the air temperature was only 87 degrees.
Wow.
So it was just that incredibly ridiculous of a situation with the weather here. And it was just, you know, oppressive. It's still kind of nasty out. And, yeah, it's hot. It's fucking hot. So
yikes.
We have a bit of a scandal going on now, it seems like, here in Tampa. Last week, towards the end of the week, the Tampa Pride committee went ahead and canceled. They canceled the Pride. I think it was Pride by the River. And their excuse was it was in regards to a recent bill that DeSantis had signed. Because he had signed about four anti-LGBT bills last week. And they canceled with the excuse that, you know, well, there's going to be drag queens at the event, and bars might lose their liquor licenses, and people are going to go to jail, and blah, 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 right? And so far, they've been the only Pride event to cancel in Florida, as far as I'm aware of. At least in the region. Wow. Like, St. Pete Pride is still going on, and Dunedin Pride is still going on. So, I caught something online today. One of the local rags did some little digging. And I guess it comes out that they were actually planning on canceling Pride before all this shit came out with DeSantis.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, allegedly... they run into some financial issues, which is not uncommon for the Tampa Pride Board. It's happened in the past. It seems to be a common thing here with that board. I guess there were some changes on the board and some shifting. Some people were removed. Apparently, there were some shakeups afterwards. But yeah, apparently they couldn't get the sponsorship needed to see it to fruition, which I mean is terrible. I mean, but it's, you know, I would have rather, if that had been the case, I would have rather have them been open and honest about the situation and been like, hey,
right,
you know, look, we can't get sponsorship, so we're gonna have to cancel the event. If we can get a good sponsor, you know, great, we'll do it. But, and I understand, I've been on Pride committees, I've put events together. It's an expensive endeavor. I mean, I will not deny the fact that it is expensive to put something like that together. But yeah, if that's really what the case was, then you really need to be honest about it, because if you indeed did cancel it under the ruse of these anti-LGBT bills, when in reality it wasn't because of these bills, you're putting a bad impression.
Yourself.
Yeah, you're putting a bad impression and shooting yourself in the foot. And you're putting the community in a bad light as well, because now you're, you know, the shit comes out, because the shit always comes out. And I don't understand why a lot of boards never understand this, especially in the nonprofit realm. If there's bullshit going on in the background, it's going to come out. It always does. It's just how it works. So, you know, so, I mean, it's an interesting situation, but no Pride, Tampa Pride this year. There may be no Tampa Pride for a while, depends on what happens with this board, and I encourage anyone that knows anything, or even on the board, they are welcome to call us and speak to us. I doubt you're listening now, but if you catch a recast later and you're interested, we would like to hear the whole story if you have a comment. So you can reach us, and so anyway, that's for the weed corner. I took up too much time. So, and I am smoking, what am I smoking? Let me look for my container here. I'm smoking Minty Haze this evening.
Minty Haze.
I'm kind of a hit and miss on it.
Is it an indica or a sativa?
It's a sativa, and I generally like sativas, but for some reason this one sometimes makes me a little too spacey, or actually it sometimes can just make me disinterested. Like I just kind of like zone out. God, I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit here and stare at the wall. So if you see me staring at the screen a little bit, that might be the reason why. That's what I'm smoking. And Joe, what about you? How's it going over there in Chicago?
Well, it's been seasonable and warm and sunny. No rain in sight, so that means it's going to be dry, dry, dry. I'll tell you more in tonight's forecast for Chicago. But as you can see from the video, I've got some new glasses, and these are progressive, they're multifocals, and I don't know how I feel about them still. Because my eyes have changed since I've worn these glasses. Like, when I don't have the glasses on, and I actually, really, when I'm looking at the computer screen this close, I don't need to have these glasses on.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But now at work, in the lower lighting, there is less of a sweet spot to capture the short distance.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll give it another couple weeks, and if I'm still not satisfied, I'm going to go back to the doctor and be like, "Hey, you know, this isn't working out.
I'm not a fan of this, and we need to do something about this."
Yes.
There you go.
So, tonight's cannabis, I'm still smoking Mac 1. It's still continuing to be my go-to.
All right. Well, hey, good for you. That's something. That's something.
So, Anthony, do we have any VMs?
It does not look like we have any voicemails.
All right, well, in that case, our chat room is open at trampa.org, and our phone lines are ready right now. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your cellular e-mobile phone or slim single line with last number redial. All right, Anthony, what you got for us in the weed corner?
Oh, my goodness. All my little sound effects things are like, looking like strange things. Uh-oh.
Did you forget to update?
Uh-oh, I don't know, maybe. Oh, now it crashed. My Stream Deck crashed.
Oh, no.
That's fine. We can continue on. Let me just close the application and restart it.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with me.
Yeah, right. Ain't that the truth, Betty? Ain't that the truth? All right, there we go. It looks like everything is at least back.
Yay!
I'm going to remind me later for my install, unfortunately, because I really don't have time to do that right now.
Uh-oh.
Because we're doing a show at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But sound effects are there.
Yay!
So, all right. So on our Weed Corner this evening, our first story comes from ABC News. Last spring, a year after New York State legalized recreational marijuana, New York City Mayor Eric Adams created the Cannabis Equity Program. The program helps New Yorkers who were negatively affected by the state's previous drug laws obtain a conditional adult use retail dispensary license, or CAURD. That's some acronym. Can you pronounce that? CAURD. It sounds like I'm a CAURD.
CAURD.
Take the cure out to the farm. Anyway.
You know.
Yeah. So at least 30% of applicants applying for the license must have had a justice-involved history related to a previous marijuana arrest and shown entrepreneurial experience according to state rules. Smacked Village in Manhattan is the first... Hi, Betty. Is the first black-owned legal cannabis store to open for business in New York City this month. 22 states have legalized recreational marijuana, and 13 of those have implemented social equity programs. What is wrong with the robots?
Cooled.
Is that though? They're all saying, trying to say that acronym.
Cooled.
Yes.
And this, of course, is in light of other states that have purposely excluded entrepreneurs with previous drug-related arrests and records. Oh, I think I do have to update the Stream Deck because I hit the button again and it crashed.
Oh, no!
Well, it's been bugging me for the update for a while, so I guess I might as well just go ahead and do it, right?
All right. Yeah.
So I'm just going to clicky-clicky. It's fine. We don't need to need it right now. I'll wait for the prompty-prompt to come up. There we go. We'll install the update. There we go. Installing the update. This thing updates like every
Folks,
5 minutes.
I gotta tell you, I'm susceptible to clicky clicky. Really am.
All right. There we go. Oh, I have to run the install. Oh, wow, really? You want me to do all that? Okay. So, I accept the terms of the agreement. Our next story comes from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and we will click next. Legislation introduced in the Pennsylvania State House on Thursday would protect medical marijuana patients from being charged with DUI simply because drug tests show the presence of THC in their systems. Install. I'm going to get a prompt. The issue of how to police marijuana by drivers. There we go.
Things change.
Everything changes. Everything changes. It looks like we're still recording now. So
yes.
We're good. Anyway, there we go. There's my Stream Deck. All right. So the issue of how they've drivers is proving to be a thorny one, since drug tests detect the presence of marijuana long after the individual has ceased to be impaired by the drug. Pennsylvania law allows police to charge drivers with DUI when marijuana use is detected, regardless of impairment. The legislation would not provide any safety net for marijuana users who are not enrolled in the state's medical marijuana program. And it would not protect drivers who are found to be impaired by marijuana while driving, whether they are medical to marijuana patients or not. Previous legislation attempting to accomplish similar consideration have failed in the past sessions. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Wow, Anthony, that was a really fun Weed Corner. All right, are you ready?
Am I?
It's time for today's fun fact.
Are we ever ready?
Never.
Never.
Did you know that bigoted beans are not actually bigoted?
Bigoted beans are not bacon? Well, what are they? Are they farted
in? In the UK, the dish is usually stewed in sauce. On the other hand, canned bacon beans are cooked through a steaming process. Bottom line, bacon beans are rarely ever baked. Wow. Wasn't that interesting? And that was today's fun fact. Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony show.
You'll know something by listening to the Joe and Anthony show, that's for sure.
And look at that. I think it's time for a little Rogerness.
There you go.
Holy pudding all over the place.
Yep,
oh,
you got it, Roger.
Hey, it's me, Roger, and I am your premium all-purpose out-of-whack robot.
Wow.
Wowzers, this is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. And today is May Day, May 22nd, 2023. And oh boy, it's International Bean New Day, National Craft Distillery Day, World Paloma Day, National Solitaire Day, National Vanilla Pudding Day, National Buy a Musical Instrument Day, National Maritime Day.
And
what you grapefruit lovers are all salivating for, it's National Paloma Day. Wow, let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes the bigger wheel spin, spin, spin. Now, drink your beer. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
Are you twiddling? Are you twiddling your twaddle? Twaddle your twiddle. Uh-oh. Oh, it crashed again. Oh my god, it crashed again.
Oh wow.
Wow, it's wow, the Stream Deck crashed. Right. Hold on. Let's try it again.
Yeah, this is the state of the show, folks.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know if the Stream Deck's gonna survive tonight.
Now I did an update and we'll see. But what you got for us?
I have your microphone. You got to jiggle the wire on your microphone, Joe.
I'm okay on this end.
Okay, all right.
Nothing here is...
You have an interesting hum, a little hum coming through. Oh. Huh, okay. Huh, interesting. Wait, something changed.
There we go.
All right, something was funky on us.
All right, yeah.
All right, tonight a random...
Wow.
Yeah, right? I'm like, there was a... Tonight a random story comes from the Villages News and tells us... An officer has been called to the Oxford Oaks home of the director of accounting at the Villages Commercial Property Management. The former Community Development District 13 supervisor had walked out to his driveway that morning and discovered that the passenger side windshield wiper of his vehicle was broken, and there were scratches on the doors, and there was fecal matter on the roof of his vehicle. Home surveillance footage showed Jeremy, 30, from the village of Sable Chase, scratching the vehicle, climbing up on top of it, and then taking a shit on the roof. When questioned by police, the victim theorized that Jeremy might have been provoked to commit the vandalism over a girl. Under closer inspection of the home security video, the officer noted the man was wearing a white t-shirt and dark pants, much like everybody. The man kicked the driver's side mirror and scratched the doors before climbing onto the roof, dropping his pants and taking a poop. After he jumped back into the ground, onto the ground, he then scratched the driver's side of the vehicle. Jeremy was interviewed at the Wildwood Police Department and taken into custody, where he pleaded no contest in Sumter County Court to charge of criminal mischief. He has been placed on probation for 1 year and was ordered to perform 40 hours of community service and avoid contact with any moose poop. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Oh, Betty.
Betty, where'd you go,
Hi,
Betty?
Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and many other fine shows we carry on Chimba Radio.
Beautiful bouncy.
Be sure to visit Chimba.org. That's CHIAMPA.ORG for our complete broadcast schedule and much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Shiampa weather. Shiampa Chicago weather from your very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it is not mostly cloudy at 77 degrees. The dew point is 40. And the humidity is at 26%, which means it's dry.
Very dry.
Winds are howling out of the east at 15 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 55. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 72. Wednesday, breezy, mostly sunny with a high near 58. Thursday, sunny with a high near 56. Friday, sunny with a high near 59. And the weekend looks mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. Woohoo! And that's your Chicago weather forecast. Okay, Anthony, press that flashing any key now with even more fiber.
And now for the news!
The Frankmobile. Well, according to NBC News, after first being created in 1936, Oscar Mayer's iconic hot dog-shaped vehicle, long known as the Wienermobile, will be undergoing its first ever name change, the company announced. Yes. Hot dog on wheels will now be known as the Frankmobile.
The Frankmobile.
Paying homage to the 100% beef Franks as a new recipe is debuted this summer. A new recipe? I always forget that Oscar Mayer is not Vienna.
No, sometimes I
get those two things confused.
It's just crazy that way, is it not?
I know. While the name may have changed for the conspicuous vehicles, the appearance has not been altered much. New exterior decals and the Frank whistles to replace the old Wiener whistles, woohoo, are the most notable visible differences. I want a Wiener whistle.
Ooh, my.
With a new promotion, perhaps attracting the eye of those with a certain name.
Ooh.
The fleet of six new vehicles will be participating in the Frank for Franks promotion, allowing anyone named Frank to stop by and grab a coupon for a free pack of Oscar Mayer 100% beef Franks.
Ooh.
Yeah, so go check that out, folks.
Ooh.
Right. Ooh. So, have you ever received a surprise gift from something that you've ordered that you weren't really expecting, Anthony?
Probably, but I can't think of it right now.
Oh.
How about you, Joe?
No, the only thing that would have come close was A best friend of mine opening a cabinet and discovering one of my devices.
Ooh, would that be a dildonic device?
Yeah.
I see.
Well, from WTRF in Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania school is saying, sorry. After a video went viral showing the school was selling flowers for Mother's Day that include the fake rose that turned into a red thong.
Ooh.
The school in question was St. Anselm's Catholic School in someplace, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
One family shared their reaction on social media. I'm sure they did.
Yeah, right.
Multiple news outlets said the school released a statement by email to parents regarding their mistake. The roses sold at our Mother's Day plant sale were not the single faux flowers originally intended. Instead, the item was a Valentine's Day gift intended for adults. The administration will determine how the error occurred and take steps to prevent a further recurrence. So it was probably some stupid person that didn't realize where they were.
Yeah, they probably just
on the internet
them and said, "Oh, this looks great. Let's go ahead and order these."
Yeah, and all you do is you plug in your credit card. It looks like a regular transaction,
big,
and away
big,
you
big,
go.
Big, 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 big. There you go.
And then you get roses that turn into thongs. I like that.
Thongy roses.
Yeah.
Who could ask for anything more?
Right.
Unless you got a Toyota.
Yeah. Right.
Feels
McGinty.
Woof woof. Not me, officer.
Not you.
From NBC News, a driver who was pulled over for speeding tried to switch places with his. Guess what? What do you think he tried to switch places with?
Chinchilla.
Close enough. It was his dog. His poor
really?
Dog.
Okay. Wow.
He tried to switch places with his dog to avoid arrest, police in Colorado said. An officer watched him maneuvering inside the car before he got out on the passenger side.
Wow.
On a Saturday night in some town of about 1,300 people on the state's eastern side, police said in a Facebook post on Sunday. The man said he was not behind the wheel and clearly showed signs of being drunk. He ran from the officer when asked about how much he had to drink and was caught within about 20 yards. After being taken to the hospital to be checked out, the man was arrested on suspicion of charges including driving under the influence of alcohol and or drugs, and driving while ability impaired, as well as for previous warrants for his arrest. But how rude to try to switch with your dog. You know?
Right? You know, giving Poochie the bone.
I mean, I could see if it was your, 18-month-year-old child. I can understand that.
Yeah, hey, it was the baby. It was the baby! It was the baby.
Well, folks, that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and sometimes proofread by Dick White and his on-crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you have an issue with fecal matter on your vehicle? Or
yes!
In your vehicle?
Yes!
Inside your pants?
Yes!
It's time to get Shit No More, a revolutionary product developed by our outsourced scientists in Peru who have no degrees in chemical engineering. Simply spray Shit No More on fecal matter and watch it burst into a ball of flames and quickly dissipate into oblivion. Shit No More is available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar.
Wow.
Shit No More is not recommended for fabrics, leather, pleather, plastic, vinyl, naga hide, skin, hairy surfaces with or without skin, or any flammable or organic surfaces. Call us at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playasachampa.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, how Australia's number 96 broke TV's straight ceiling, India's Supreme Court mulls marriage equality, Sri Lanka's top court clears a path to sex law reform, a Guatemalan trans woman gets closer to U.S. asylum, Republican majorities in two states turn teachers into trans tattletales, Montana equity advocates challenge their new pediatric care ban, Washington State shields trans kids from unsupportive parents, and Indiana high schoolers have a censored queer theme to play. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joan Anthony Show on Sciampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We're going to entertain ourselves with the vacuum, some rubber bands, and Joe's ass cheek. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Or something like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Heard any good microwave popcorns lately? Now this one says, it's normal for 1 to 3 tablespoons of kernels to remain unpopped. And this one is only recommended for certain wattage microwaves. Now this one is Pop Secret from Betty Crocker. Pop Secret works in all microwaves and it pops up beautifully, light and fluffy. The next time you want to curl up with a good microwave popcorn, make it Pop Secret. The secret to better microwave popcorn.
And old G. Readmore here. If they send a mouse to outer space where Hawaii's getting snowed, if a Martian lands on Thompson Street, you'll be the first to know. If you read the daily papers and your favorite magazine, you'll be out in front and in the know on all the latest scenes. You can tell your friends. You heard it first. You'll hold the latest news. So read the paper and some magazines. Cause reading is what's news.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Okay, what I gotta do here? Okay, I gotta scratch all this stuff out. Now I gotta put in some new database access material. I'm kind of go like this. And then,
hello, 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 world, hello, 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 world, hello, 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 world, hello, 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 hello,
this has been a Joe Wisdom audio production.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, cue one of those damn robots.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Alrighty. Okay, let me go ahead and clicky-clicky for the current weather. There it is. There we go. Where are you, weather? Here you are. There you go. Goodbye, weather.
All right, then.
Hello.
And that was your weather from Tampa.
That was something. All right. Before we continue, it's time for your Cheyamba weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KETPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 82 degrees. The humidity is currently 67%. The dew point is 70 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, 70% chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 9. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly between 9 and 3 in the morning. Partly cloudy with a low around 74. On Tuesday, 70% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. And then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 in the afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 88. On Tuesday night, another 70% chance of showers and possibly another thunderstorm before 9 p.m. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 9 p.m. And then partly cloudy with a low around 72. On Wednesday, we'll have a 70% chance of scattered showers and storms. Then showers likely and possibly a storm after 3 in the afternoon. Then we'll be mostly sunny with a high near 86. On Wednesday night, we have another 70% chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm before 9 in the evening. Then, scattered showers and storms, mainly between 9 in the evening and 3 in the morning. It'll be partly cloudy with a low around 71. And that's it for your Cheyamba weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
Fart.
That's all you do. Script out. Fart. Right, here we go. Okay. Tonight, our first Florida news story of the night comes from AP News and tells us about another irradiating idea coming out of Tallahassee in the state of Florida.
Ooh, Tallahassee, Florida!
Ooh, yay!
Florida may study whether a radioactive waste byproduct of fertilizer production can be used to help build roads under a bill passed by legislators.
This is the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
It's Florida!
The proposal, which awaits a signature from Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, would task the state with conducting a study about using phosphogypsum in road construction aggregate materials. The U.S. EPA requires that phosphogypsum be placed in stacks that resemble enormous ponds. Florida has 24 such stacks, totaling about 1 billion tons of phosphogypsum, with 30 million new tons generated every year through the phosphate fertilizing mining industry. Wow. The EPA in 2020 approved the use of phosphogypsum in government road construction projects under the Trump Organization. Also, when rail regulations were also rolled back, that caused the massive derailment and a massive chemical spill in Ohio. But reversed this decision after the Democratic President Joe Biden took office and people pulled their heads back out of their asses. Environmental groups have warned about phosphogypsum spilling into waterways and elsewhere during storms. A leak in March of 2021 at a stack called Piney Point, and this was quite messy, resulted in a release of an estimated 215 million gallons of polluted water into Tampa Bay and caused massive fish kills. It was disgusting. The EPA regulates phosphogypsum because the material contains radium-226, a naturally occurring radioactive substance that produces radon gas, which is the hazardous air pollutant. Our second story of the night comes from Channel 5 News WKRG in Pensacola and tells us about why the elderly just shouldn't drive. An 82-year-old Pensacola woman crashed her van into a helicopter at Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital on Tuesday afternoon. Florida Highway Patrol said the woman was trying to find a parking space, became disoriented, and drove out onto the helipad. While the woman was trying to drive around the helicopter, the van collided into the rear of the helicopter's tail rotor. From looking at photos provided by the Florida Highway Patrol, you can see the back left window of the van was shattered. Florida Highway Patrol said the helicopter was inspected before its next flight, and no one was injured, and the 82-year-old woman survives to terrorize the roadways once more. Yep.
Oh, yeah, she clipped it. I'm looking.
All right.
How the fuck did she get all the way back there and disoriented? You're totally off. She went into the greens.
Oh, it's so easy for people get disoriented on the roads in Florida all the time. I mean, it's not uncommon to see someone drift across three lanes at a very high rate of speed, or make a decision halfway through an intersection that they needed to make a turn instead of go straight, or go straight instead of making a turn. We're dealing with a bunch of stupid. That's what we're dealing with.
I'm sorry, but it's a
bunch of bad, stupid drivers. And she was 82 and confused. She probably shouldn't have been driving in the first place. I'm sorry, but if you... She drove into a goddamn helicopter.
She just got attracted to shiny. It was shiny. Oh, it was blinky shiny.
Fucking Lord.
Ooh, sexy.
All right. Our final and sexy Florida story news of the night comes from Channel 4 News Jacksonville and tells us about a nurse who was a little too nosy for his own good. A nurse who worked at Baptist South is accused of taking a patient's phone and sending nude pictures and videos stored on the phone itself to himself, according to an arrest report from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. A woman, still lying in her Baptist South hospital bed, asked her assigned nurse, 30-year-old Luke, to call someone from her phone to let them know she was okay. That was your first mistake. The woman unlocked the phone and handed it to him, according to the report.
Most phones have an emergency call that you can make.
Right? He made the call as she requested and then left the room with the phone. Moments later, she noticed on her Apple Watch that text messages were sent from her phone, which included nude photos and a video. According to the report, surveillance video showed Luke with the phone in his attempt to return it by hiding it between blankets he carried into the room. When the woman checked, she found new messages in the recently deleted section of her phone. The report said the phone number it received the messages matched the number the hospital had on file for Luke. Court records show that Luke is due in court for arraignment next week. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Is it Betty's turn again?
Yes, Betty. Wow.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people.
We are.
Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our UniQ studio experience? You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So, I have a show title.
What is your show title?
I forgot.
You forgot.
Oh, wait, no. Radioactive Grandma Sending Naked Pictures. radioactive grandma sending naked pictures. I'm just taking one thing from each of your stories.
Sure. Radioactive grandmas sending naked pictures.
Yes. Yes.
Irradiated grandmas sending naked pictures.
Irradiated or radioactive?
Oh, wait. That's a good question. Do we want irradiated or do we want radioactive? Radioactive.
Radioactive. I don't know. Each way is fun. Irradiated grandmas.
Okay, maybe we do want to do irradiated grandmas.
Yeah.
All right. Irradiated grandmas.
Sending naked pictures.
Sending naked pictures.
I like that show title. Anyways, you can give us a call right now. Our phone lines are ready for you. 813-327-8566. Make our night. Make it our first time ever. For a show to have a phone call in the how many years?
It's been a while. I don't think it's been years, but it's been a while. It has been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a minute, yeah.
We do get messages.
We do. Sometimes we get messages from our crazy staff. There's another number for them to call us if they're running late or having problems getting to work. But they call the main number, and you know, the main number makes it so that the crap gets put onto the show. It's all automated. We have no control over it. So, yeah.
Exactly. Stitches hasn't called in a while. What's up, Stitches? You still out there?
I hope Stitches is still out there. Is Coach still listening? Is Coach out there?
I think from time to time, yes.
From time to time. Okay.
Time to time.
Yeah, so there we go. Wow, you know, just things changing so fast and so quickly. A lot of it is terminology. A lot of it is I had an incident at my place of work. Whenever we do, whenever me or Luis do calendar invites, it's always in the understanding it's a physical meeting, like it's going to be a physical, I'll see you there. But we had a scenario where that was the scenario the first time the invitation was sent, but then apparently the second time it was supposed to be a Google Meet, but we don't ever do Google Meet. And yeah, it was a mess. And that's what I'm saying. Those things, you know, certain generations understand certain ways of communicating. It's very haphazard sometimes, and I don't understand it.
Haphazard.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have a thought?
A haphazard thought? I have haphazard thoughts all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's communication style is different, you know, and work-wise, I mean, it's always good to try to get that clarified, probably especially now more than you know, next time a meeting thing goes out, like, is this a Google Meets? Are we meeting in person? Are we meeting in my butthole? What's going on, you know? what direction are we taking with this meeting? So, you know, that's always an important thing to do, and it doesn't hurt to, you know, question these, you know, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, setting that tone and setting that standard is important. And if you're hosting a meeting, it's important to be sure that your attendees know what is going to be happening at the meeting. I mean.
Right, right.
Is this an online meeting? Is this a meeting in person? Will there be punch? Will there be pie? Will there be a charcuterie tray or olives? Will there be weed? Will there be alcohol? These are all important questions that one has to ask about any kind of meeting before one must accept a meeting.
Speaking of charcuterie.
Yes, charcuterie.
I got a chance to go to the farmer's market this past weekend and stopped off at a Jake's Country Meats booth. And got myself this really tasty soppressata pork salami. It's like Italian.
Is this the one in Daly Plaza?
No, this is the one in Lincoln Park over by the Hotel Lincoln over by the zoo-ish area.
Okay, yeah, I think I saw it. The news said something about it. It's in a couple different They're doing farmers market.
There's a lot of farmers markets now all over the city. Oh, nice. At least all over the downtownish and
which is still
close to downtownish neighborhoods,
accessible from most parts of the city. You know.
Yeah, I think they have a Portage Park farmers market. I'm not sure about, you know, the areas on the south side. I'm not sure how that's all shaping up.
I don't know. I'd have to look into it. I think there's one on the south side, but I don't think there's one on the southwest side.
Mm. So, yeah, you know, there's... I got a few things. Picked up some chocolate mint. Ooh, planted that. That's going to be so nice.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. That will be nice in, like, a gin. Yeah, you know, just kind of play around with some cocktail ideas and grow some things and do some fun things. Yes.
That sounds exciting.
It's kind of discerning seeing you bounce now, because I know I'm usually the one that's so bouncy, but I don't feel very bouncy lately. Because I see you bouncy. You're bouncy.
It's easy to do on these things. It's really easy to do, seriously.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Ooh. Yes. So, what's new in other things, Tampa?
Well,
have you gone back to Babushka's?
No, you know, and I need to. We need to go to Babushka's. You know, we went to an Italian restaurant, though.
Ooh, did you?
We'll talk about this. We'll talk. We got a few minutes before the ugly lights, and we'll do some restaurant talk. So, there's this Italian restaurant by my mom's place, and I'm glad I can't remember the name of it, because I would say the name of it, but I can't remember. But it's over there in Lutz. It's fancy dancy Italian restaurant up by you know, one of those apartment complexes. Anyway, so we made a reservation for Saturday with my mom, so three of us went. Because, you know, we didn't do Mother's Day. We decided to forego that. There was a lot going on that weekend. So we decided to go out for dinner for my birthday and Mother's Day on last Saturday. You know, just a week later, which was fine. Because, you know, makes it easier to find a reservation and you're not so pressed. Yeah. Because trying to find a reservation for Mother's Day is always a challenge.
True enough.
So we get to the restaurant, and, you know, I looked at the menu, and a lot of the reviews were good reviews and everything. I'm like, all right, fine. Mm. So we get to the restaurant. We order our food, and we started with calamari.
Ooh.
And I usually love calamari, but the calamari was rubbery.
Aww.
And it had some kind of a wetness that was sprinkled on it. So, like, I don't know, and I wouldn't know if say it was lemon, because it didn't necessarily taste lemony, but it was like they sprinkled something, and it was, I'm like, wow, that was kind of upsetting. It was quite upsetting. We got our salads. You know, my Caesar was all right. The waitress, like, really boasted about some lemon flavor in the Caesar dressing, but I really didn't get much of a hint of any lemon in it. It was just a Caesar salad dressing. My husband, though, his salad was drowning in dressing. We got three different veal dishes. The veal was tough and flavorless. And the pasta, which, I mean, the good thing is the pasta was homemade, or they made it at the site, but it wasn't even al dente. It was uncooked or lightly uncooked pasta. Mm. It was thick, chewy, raw pasta.
Yikes.
So,
does any of these streets sound familiar for this Italian restaurant? Flagship Drive?
No.
Van Dyke Road?
Yes.
Ooh.
Is it the Nietzsche? It's Nietzsche something.
Nabruzzi.
Yes, Nabruzzi. That's it. Nabruzzi. Nabruzzi Italia. So, yeah, it was quite upsetting. And this is not the first time we've had these experiences. We paid like $160 for the damn meal, and it was very upsetting. Even dessert, the tiramisu was wet. It was like liquid. It wasn't like liquidy, but it was like, you know how tiramisu is like firm, and if it's wet, it's got like, it's because of the espresso. But it was like the mascarpone in the tiramisu was melting.
Melting, ew.
Or not set right. So ew. It was, yeah. So the mascarpone was very loose. I got this thing called a chocolate pyramid, which was supposed to be a chocolate mousse, but the mousse was very hard. It was more like, it wasn't. I know mousse, and mousse is supposed to be light and fluffy. This was not light and fluffy. It was very dense. It was very dense, and it was almost cake-like, but not quite cake-like. But apparently the cannoli was good. So, unfortunately, it was a very, very upsetting meal, and I don't think I will be back. So.
There's a few reviews about that same sentiment.
Yeah, it seems like... But there's, you know, the bad thing is there's a lot of restaurants that people just absolutely think are phenomenal, and I don't understand why. It's like same thing when Michelin came around, and they're like, oh, this restaurant should get a Michelin award, this restaurant should get a Michelin star, and this restaurant. None of them got any Michelin stars. We got two that got bib mentions. That was it. So, yeah, Tampa's not a foodie place. All right, so the ugly lights are coming on, and my bacon is running away. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on a recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Yay, Anthony, you need a Palmer Office cooking appliance. They have a solution for you and your escaping bacon issue. Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony show.
You can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour.
Can you?
I think. Hold on. All right. Hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and traffic with toppers at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also be sure to catch Headphone Meditations on Saturday nights. Classic radio programming's on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Chiampa Radio's Technique audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures? How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Chiampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with automatic thrusts. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with bidet last podcast recall.
Oh my goodness.
Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
So I am going to apologize up front. It seemed like something was on. No, the first part of our show was a little
wonky.
A little wonky, a little overmodulated, but it got cleaned up. It's not good now. No, it's fine. It's listenable. I'll see if I can clean up in post-production. But thank you for sticking with us. We're trying a new method tonight, and it actually worked well, except for that one issue, and now those things have been adjusted, so we should be good to go from here on out. So, and that's America. And that's freedom. That's freedom in America. Yeah, right.
Wow.
So it's Monday. It's another Monday in the bag. Now yes. We move on to Tuesday. First, I got to shower and get all this grease off of me.
Wow.
Yeah. Roger and I were playing in the grease trap at the Chinese restaurant earlier today. It was fun, like a slip and slide. Anyway, thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back in 2 weeks, right? We're not going to be here for Memorial, so we'll be back in 2 weeks.
No, we're not going to be here.
Check out our blog at chiampa.org. If you are interested in recasting this trash, please contact us, playus@chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't pose for nudes on a radioactive roadway with a nurse and a disoriented 82-year-old woman in a van. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with an R for Rectum.
Rectum.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into.
Yeah, right.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.